Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been a while since my last confession. I want to begin by telling you that I do try to be a good person, to follow the teachings of the church and do as my parents have taught me. And most days I am. But I feel like I'm fighting my true nature. Well, Father, ever since I became a woman and have been exposed to certain things, I feel like my heart is beckoning me towards them, as if the devil himself is enticing me. For example, masturbation. Day and night, I want to touch my body and I want to feel the pleasure it brings me. I'm so turned on by the slightest of touches and glances. I'm lusting after every man I see, like I could make love to them for hours and hours and still want more. I am still a virgin, as I was taught. But it's becoming torturous. Friends of mine who don't live by faith tell me of their exploits, and I sit and I listen in wonder. I know I shouldn't take notice to live by the word of the Lord, but it's so tempting. And then there are times that I've been tested. A very attractive man, much like yourself, will proposition me for a drink. And it's my instinct to whisper in his ear that he should lead me into the nearest bathroom and have his way with me. Do whatever it is they want with my body. Use me for their pleasure. Or give me so many orgasms I want to pass out. And when I'm alone, that's all I do. Well, I didn't have any intention of using such language in a holy place. But since you asked, Father, I'll do my best to be frank. I place my hand around my neck and squeeze as if it's someone else doing it to me. I'll trace my fingers down my body towards my breast. Teasing them. Sometimes with some of my spit to imagine I have another sucking on my nipples. And then with my other hand I'll go further down towards my pussy. And I'll begin by softly massaging my clit until I'm soaking wet, thinking about being taken and used and fucked. And then I'll slide my other fingers down further to my asshole, and I'll gently circle it. With one hand on my ass and another on my pussy, I'll begin to beg for my holes to be used like a whore. Just a needy, mindless slut who wants to be ravished. Then, Father, and I'm so ashamed to say this, I'll take my rosary beads and I'll slide them into my pussy and my ass and play with them like a toy and slowly pull them out. And the sensation is so incredible, I can't stop. I'll pull on my nipples and then bring the beads to my lips and suck on them. tasting myself. To be as dirty as I possibly can be. As I beg aloud to be fucked like the virginal whore I am. And take my pussy. My tight virgin pussy. Oh, Father. I'm so sorry. Just thinking about it has made me so wet. I'm afraid I'm tainting your confessional right now. I want to touch my pussy even now. Oh, I know, I must sound like a Jezebel. But I can't stop myself. It's the forbidden fruit and I have all the appetite in the world. Help me, Father. What can I do? I feel like I won't stop until I can have just a taste. This is all I can remember. I'm sorry for these and all my sins. What is my penance? Father? Are you there? A taste. Yes, I need just a little to quench my thirst like an oasis in the desert. To keep my demons at bay and relieve me of my fixation on fornication. That's very generous, but... I'm sorry, Father, I don't understand. What is the sacrifice you speak of? You'll allow me to purge myself of these fantasies. Are you suggesting that I should exorcise my demons with you? Oh, Father, what should I do first? Oh, fuck, I'm so horny already. You were such a good person to do this for me. Oh, hello. It's nice to see your face. Though I have to admit that I was picturing you anyway. Whenever I come to church to see you, it's an opportunity to fantasize about you. Yes, these are the beads I spoke of. I know it's wrong to bring them here, but it's so hot to carry them around in front of everyone after the dirty things I do with them. Show you how I use them. Yes, Father. I'll take my panties off. If I lift my legs up here like this, can you see? And then slide one end of the beads inside my pussy. It's already soaking. And the other inside my asshole. And if I have enough slack, I'll be extra naughty and rub the crucifix on my clit too, like this. Can you see? And I'll be repeating over and over how I want to be used like a filthy whore. Father, what are you doing? Unzipping your... Oh my god, I can suck your cock. Oh, please say this isn't a dream. I've been lusting after this forever. Tell me how I can serve you. Just let me taste, please, please. Yeah. Dear your mounts, to pull on my beads as your cock tickles the back of my throat. Am I doing this right, Father? Thank you so much for allowing me to indulge. I will be forever grateful for your sacrifice. Oh, fucking hell, it feels so good. Like heaven. I feel like I'm in heaven. My mouth, Father. I want to know what it feels like to be used like a fucking lustful toy. Oh! fucking slut head and paint me with your gum. Oh my god, I'm sorry, I shouldn't blaspheme, but oh my fucking god, I needed that. I needed that orgasm. I have to lick up every fucking last drop. Oh, fuck, it tastes so good too. I have to clean it off somehow, right? I can't leave the confessional covered in your cum. Everyone would see. Everyone would know what a whore I am for you. I really do appreciate your sacrifice, Father. And now I've had a taste. I hope it will be enough to quench my thirst for lust. But thankfully, I know where to come whenever I need to confess.